Another annual festival sponsored by a Western Michigan town is the Grape Festival, sponsored by the village of Pawpaw. The first news of the 1949 festival was reported last week by the Pawpaw Courier-Northerner. The dates this year are September 8th, 9th, and 10th. A committee from the Chamber of Commerce is investigating various possibilities for the location of the Midway and various methods of handling the many events on the program. The Water Carnival, a popular event a few years ago, may be revived and added to this September's program. The Red Cross in Three Rivers conducted a campaign last week to secure registrations for a blood plasma clinic to be held in that city June 27 and June 28. Donors were solicited from all over St. Joseph County, and newspapers throughout the county cooperated with a large amount of publicity for the drive. The Centerville Observer reported that the blood plasma supply in the Three Rivers Hospital is dangerously low and must be replenished in the near future. The Three Rivers Commercial stated that 70% of the plasma collected will be returned to the local hospital. The blood is processed at a state laboratory after it's collected in Three Rivers. The residents of Bronson are deeply concerned over the sewage disposal problem in that town. A group of local residents met in the Bronson High School auditorium last week to discuss the problem. They arrived at the conclusion that Bronson's number one health problem is the sewage disposal and drainage situation. Various committees from the group are going to see what can be done about it, according to the Bronson Journal. The South Haven Daily Tribune reported last week that Frank Hand of Muskegon probably won't forget about paying if he ever gets another speeding ticket. Hand was arrested in Berrien County in May and charged with speeding. Since he didn't have the necessary $5 to pay for his fine, he was released on his promise to pay within a few days. The few days stretched out into a month, and still Hand didn't pay. Last Wednesday, he was driving near South Haven when he was flagged to the side of the road by a state police car. He wasn't in violation of the law that time. It was just the same trooper who had arrested him in Berrien County. The Muskegon man put up a $20 bond in South Haven Wednesday to assure his appearance in St. Joseph with the other $5. The Cedar Springs Clipper related the news last week that Cedar Springs is in line for a new post office building. However, construction probably won't be started for a couple of years. Congressman Gerald Ford assured residents of the town that the building would become a reality. One local businessman, Jack Pollock, donated the land for the building as soon as he heard that Cedar Springs was eligible for the new post office. And now here's your announcer with a word about the weather. And that's what's doing in Western Michigan. We'll be back next Sunday with another transcribed edition of your hometown newspaper of the air and what's doing in Western Michigan.
Kalamazoo. They're in town for a definite purpose, that purpose being the CAA boxing show at the CAA Stadium, which gets underway a little later on tonight, providing the weatherman gives the officials a bit more cooperation than he has so far today. Of course, we'll be on the air at 10:30 tonight broadcasting those bots to you, but the men behind the scenes at tonight's show are in the studio tonight. And we'd like to talk to them for just a second. Of course, Tony Zayo, the former world middleweight champion, has brought his team of CYO battlers from the Chicago area up here, along with Red O'Hanlon, who is the athletic director of the Chicago CYO. We're going to talk to Tony a bit about his boxing career, and we're going to talk to Red about some of the boys that you boxing fans will be seeing in action out at the CAA Stadium tonight. Tony, how long has it been since you hung up your gloves and called it quits in the fight game?
Well, Tom, I imagine it was somewhere between a month and two.
And who was the last boy you fought?
Marcel Cerdan.
Marcel Cerdan. Do you think this Cerdan is all he's cracked up to be, Tony?
Well, Tom, the night I fought him, I wasn't there. That's why I wanted to fight him in the worst way, but I could not fight the managers of the family, too.
I see. How about that fight over in Detroit last week? Did that fight end up the way you thought it would, Tony?
Well, I wasn't surprised at all. I expected it to be that way, more or less.
You know, Tony, we hear a great deal from the Chicago sports writers claiming that Steve Bolois was a more logical contender for the championship than Jake LaMotta. How do you feel about that?
Well, there's only one way to feel about it, Tom. You know, after all, LaMotta won a championship, so that's the way it is.
How about a rematch, Tony? They're supposed to meet again in September, I believe, at a site that hasn't been named as yet. Who do you think's going to win that one?
Well, if Cerdan's arm has been hurt, as he says it has been, why, I don't know. I don't think he'll have too much of a chance again.
Tony, in your career as a fighter, what was the toughest fight you ever had?
Well, Tom, it's a tough proposition to answer. I mean, it's a tough question. They're all darn tough, and you can't pick any certain one out exactly.
What was the greatest thrill you had?
Well, I tell you, Tom, the greatest thrill I had was when I boxed Rocky Graziano in New York the first time. I was in 46. And having been in service for about 4 years and away from boxing, and being able to come back the way I did, why, made me feel darn satisfied that I was able to continue as a fighter again.
I see. Tony, you're doing a fine job now with these young fighters, and we want to get some information on these young boys from Mr. O'Hanlon over here, the athletic director of the Chicago CYO. If you'll move into the microphone here, Ed, and tell us something about some of the boys you brought up here tonight. How many did you bring in the first place?
Well, altogether, Tom, we brought 9 boys. And among them, we have the 2 CYO champions of 1949. We have the CYO lightweight champ, Nate Morgan, who is always a crowd pleaser, and a novice champ in 160-pound class, an Indian boy named Jim Lewis. He certainly hits. I hope that Kalamazoo people have a hitter here to match him.
Well, do these boys participate in the Golden Gloves down in Chicago, too?
Yes, that's one of the big things in Chicago. And the CYO always supplies at least one-third of the total number of boys participating in the Tournament of Champions.
Well, just how extensive a boxing program does the CYO have in Chicago, Ren?
Well, we like to believe that it's the biggest in the country as far as amateur boxing is concerned. For the CYO tournament alone, 500 boys turn out for the eliminations. Then that's climaxed at the stadium, Chicago Stadium, with 16 bouts.
Have you had a chance to get a line on some of these Michigan fighters who will be in action against your boys out at the CAA Stadium tonight?
Yes, we know a little bit about one Arnold Miller. He has a wonderful name, and we hope that we can do something with Arnold. He's going to be a hard boy to handle, but we'll be in there doing our best.
Have you got a boy that can fight him tonight?
Well, we're bringing in a boy named John Morgan. He has no title, but he certainly is coming very fast. We list him as our number 2, 126-pound man. Our regular champion, and also Golden Gloves champion, is a draftsman, and he couldn't come on this particular trip.
Well, it sounds like it should be a fine fight, that particular bout, and I know that the officials of the CAA have lined up a card of anywhere from 12 to 15 bouts, depending upon the physical condition of the fighters reporting tonight. And all in all, it stacks up as a fine card. And the first bout goes on at 8:30 tonight. That's the CAA Stadium on Mill Street at Kings Highway. We'll be on the air with a feature bout at 10:30, fans. Thank you very much for being our guest on the March of Sports, Tony Zale and Red O'Hanlon. That's all for now, fans. Be back at 6 tomorrow. Until then, this is Tom Carson saying good night, good sports.